Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli is the number. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Father's Day. My fellow dads out there, we had a great day. We, rainy, that's okay. Went out for Chinese food at Joe's Peking Duck in Marlton. My kids love it there. And Jack hooked us up with some nice steamed juicy pork dumplings. So everybody was happy. But the key takeaway is how blessed I feel that I have three children. Unbelievable. Really. It's hard to believe. And my oldest is 10. And I said to Patrick, thanks for making me a dad, buddy, because he's my first. So hope you had a great Father's Day as well. And this weekend was nuts, completely nuts, obviously, between the No Kings protest and the American military parade, which was a good thing, but the reaction to it from the left was as kooky and nuts and over the top as you would ever possibly expect. Just a programming note, as we begin this hour, Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, who in my mind is doing a phenomenal job of gutting regulations, he's going to be here at 3:15, so just about 10 minutes from now, he'll be here on the show. So don't go anywhere, obviously. And the other programming note is that we are going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, on Friday, this Friday, for our live show, our first official live show of the summer, kicking off summer in style at the Grand Hotel. So I want to see you there. Make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a blast, all right? It's going to be great. And then the other programming note is that I'm in New York City right now. If you're watching on our YouTube chat, you see I'm in a kind of a small, what they call a production booth. I'm doing Laura Ingraham's show tonight, Ingraham Angle. That's in the 7 o'clock hour, assuming that still happens, because we're all watching as things keep changing every second. So apparently now the IDF is saying military targets are being struck in Tehran. The word is the president is not going to sign on to this G7 statement on Iran. So hopefully we'll get more clarity on that in a little bit. But he said, listen, Iran should negotiate. I've been telling them that, and they need to, and they should do it because they're losing and they're going to lose. So that's all happening as well. And guess who's making national attention right now? John Fetterman. Why? Because John Fetterman came out in support of the American military parade. The fact that that gives you attention as a Democrat, that you say, oh, I support having a parade for our military, and recognizing the military and all the volunteers, the men, the women, the moms and dads and sons and daughters who comprise our all-volunteer military is pretty remarkable. It's amazing to me, though, how many people on the left kept comparing it to North Korea and Russia. Like North Korea and Russia, their militaries exist, well, more so North Korea nowadays, but to keep the people imprisoned, to keep the people oppressed, whereas our military exists to keep us free. And celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States Army, which has kept us free for 250 years, That's something everybody should celebrate and get behind. The fact that Fetterman says it and then gets all this national news says a lot. But why is he saying this? It's like everything else Fetterman's saying. The new thing today is now he's going after his party and saying that they're all extremists and that the Democrat Party has changed. John Fetterman has not changed. And let me just tell you, that's a bunch of BS. Because John Fetterman has changed, because at one point he did run as a Bernie Sanders candidate. That was his whole thing. He was going to be Bernie Sanders for Pennsylvania. But he saw that Pennsylvania changed, and now he's changing. Because he could never get elected by being Bernie Sanders in a state that Trump crushed it, including the fact that every single working person in the state of Pennsylvania, who John Fetterman was chasing for years, the steel workers, the dock workers, the union guys, the truck drivers, the cops, they're all with Trump. So Fetterman always pretended his whole shtick, you know, was he's this blue collar guy. He's out there with the union people and he's with the steel guys. And well, guess what? They're all with Trump now. Democrat Party's not. They're the resistance. I saw a story just before I was coming on the air today from our friends at Delaware Valley Journal, how Chrissy Houlihan, of course, who presents herself as the great moderate, is condemning Trump again, and America's at its worst place, and this is the worst president we've ever had since Trump. Aha, very funny, charming, very cute. So the Democrats are all doing that whole resistance thing. Fetterman knows it's not going to play in Pennsylvania. And here's the thing with him. He fools people, you know, with the shorts and the hoodie thing. That's like his act. That's the way he fools you. But behind every great performer is a smart person, and he's a smart guy. He's Harvard educated, comes from money. He's no dummy. You don't become a United States senator, win all these elected offices without being malleable and adaptable and able to sense the political winds and how they're shifting and then change accordingly. And that's exactly what John Fetterman is doing and what he's been doing and what he's going to continue to do. And he's not the only one. In New York City, the love gov, Andrew Cuomo, the nursing home killer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacking him over the weekend and today, saying if he wins mayor, he will run for president. And they need to stop him now. They need to stop him now because he's going to go all the way to the White House. She doesn't want that. He's another one. He's going to pretend to be this big moderate. You're going to see the same thing. Obviously, you're watching it with Newsom. Although Newsom, nobody believes him. See, like with Fetterman, they kind of buy his shtick because of the shorts and the hoodie. It's like the whole thing where they're like, oh, this guy's like a regular guy. Look at him. He's a goofball. No, that's the act. That's the MacGuffin to keep the story going. But the truth is that John Fetterman is still just a Democrat. And at one point was unarguably one of the most progressive Democrats in the entire country. And I don't believe that he has stroke and his brain just healed. And now that he sees things differently, I think he just looks at the election results and sees those. But Cuomo sees him, too. That's why Cuomo's going to change. That's why Newsom is trying, although everybody knows what a slime ball he is. And he can't fake it and get away with it the way Fetterman can, because he doesn't wear the baggy pants and everything. He looks too slick. He's too good looking. He's too handsome. You know, I mean, the hair's too perfect and everything like that. So that doesn't work for him. But every Democrat is going to try to do this. What they're all going to try to do is the whole Bill Clinton 1992 playbook. And that is that I'm a different kind of Democrat. I've seen how my party's gone nuts and I'm different and you can trust me and you can believe me. And they're all going to play that playbook. But the problem for them is they still have a base that is full of kooks. So how do you win a primary if your base is full of kooks? Well, the answer is very simple. You don't have to worry about that in the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party does not allow their base to choose their candidates. The Democrat Party chooses for you. The Democrat Party chooses for them, I should say. It does not allow the party base to choose. Well, we know that. We saw that how they stopped Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020, and they kept Joe Biden in the race, even though he was a corpse. And we also saw how they just did not give everybody a chance. They just said, Kamala Harris is your candidate. Here you go. Enjoy. Good luck. Good luck with that. So that's how they're going to do it again in 2028. They're going to find somebody who they think is reasonable, and then they're going to pretend like that person is electable, and then the Democrat base is going to be angry, and the Democrat base is going to say, we're out. But they don't care because they've never cared about the base of their own party. And the Democrat Party base sees that, and that's why they think their party elites are a bunch of kings. What they should have done this weekend, actually, was have their No Kings rally against their own leadership and their own elite establishment. So the that's what I'm saying. I think that it's very obvious that that is the case with them. They decide for the peasants of the party. The peasants of the party, meaning the grassroots. And so the grassroots is nuts, and the elites don't care. But then do the grassroots show up in 2028? Either way, the party's got a huge problem. It's got a major, major problem. And it's something that they're not going to be able to overcome anytime soon. But it's fun watching this Democrat civil war take place. And it's fun to me to listen to, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, Cinnaminson and Woodbury right over the bridge. The Democrat civil war is glorious to watch. It really is. It's adorable. It's hysterical. To have AOC attacking Andrew Cuomo, to have all these Democrats out there calling on John Fetterman to resign, saying that he's not mentally competent to do the job and he needs to go, is also adorable and hilarious to watch. It's hysterical. Meanwhile, the president continues to be popular among his base. The president continues to slash and gut regulations, something we'll talk to the EPA administrator about. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't noticed, the American people, they're happy about things like, yeah, celebrating the military. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a good thing. We should celebrate our military. Why not? They didn't come and take over your home. They didn't tear up the Third Amendment, and now you got a quarter. Like the troops, they got to live in your house. No, they did a parade. The only kind of parade the left likes, though, are the ones with rainbow flags, drag queens, you know, twerking in front of your kids. But most people like parades. And July 4th, they usually have parades that feature military in some capacity or another. And that's also something people in this country who are normal people like. They don't mind that either. Same thing if they do something on Memorial Day and they feature the military, or if they do something on Veterans Day and they feature the military. Normal functioning people with a normal functioning brain, they all agree with those things and they like those things, and it makes them very, very happy. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Democrats are just on the wrong side of every issue. As far as Iran goes, Israel, where all this goes from here, anybody's guess. Nobody knows, obviously, what's going to happen. The Israel trip that I was going to go on is not happening. I wasn't going to go anyway, but it's not happening. So that email went out yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people are very concerned about what's happening over there in terms of their future travel plans. But you're dealing with Iran is nuts, but they don't have a nuclear missile. They don't have a nuclear weapon. The president is hoping that this comes to an end very, very soon. And I can see why. But let's jump in and welcome here to the Rich Zeoli Show, the United States Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, a frequent guest on the show during the election. And now he's the man. Mr. Administrator, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. I got to tell you, really super proud of you for all the work you're doing with the deregulations and slashing that agency. The EPA has been a nightmare for so many people, probably the biggest nightmare of all the agencies. So hat tip to you on that.
Hey, thanks. We inherited a big mess from the Biden administration, but we have a good team, a lot of bandwidth to do everything at once. And we'll have more deregulation done in 1 year than entire federal governments across all agencies across entire presidencies. That's how much of a mess we inherited. And that means the cost of living goes down. It's easier to be able to afford to survive here in the U.S. while we're doing it, as you pointed out. We're also fixing the agency operationally, and our operating budget is about $10 billion a year. In my first 100 days, I had already canceled over $22 billion worth of grants, so over twice the size of our operating budget. So we're firing on all cylinders, and we're doing it all at once. We're not pacing ourselves.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that, because this is what needs to happen, and it absolutely does. Talk to me about the One Big Beautiful Bill and how that will help you accomplish your goals of slashing these regulations.
Everyone is talking a lot, as they should, about all of the benefits from the tax cut front and the consequences if this bill doesn't pass, where taxes go up. There's also been coverage as it relates to securing our country, improving border security, strengthening interior enforcement. But as it relates to energy and the environment, this is also legislation that goes after billions of dollars of tax dollars that were dedicated to the Green New Scam, reversing Biden's EV mandates and promoting consumer choice, refilling the strategic petroleum reserve, which is important, advancing new leases for oil and gas to tap into a domestic energy supply and help unleash energy dominance. So these are all examples of what might be lesser covered, and it all is part of the one big beautiful bill, which has passed the House. We have to get over the Senate to the president for a signature.
Good. Excellent. Big news last week out of California, obviously, killing the Gavin Newsom's ridiculous mandate on these EVs. It was something similar that we're dealing with in New Jersey, obviously, with the governor there. But you were able to accomplish this, and this is great, but it also, Administrator Zeldin, goes to a point about the EPA problematically, which so many of us have had. I know you've had this problem. You've expressed this in so many times, which is that they just write rules. They promulgate rules under the guise of them being, you know, these rules, but they have the power of law. They are law. And then they wind up, Congress doesn't vote for them, but they mandate all these things. You've been able to completely undo that. How are you able to do it?
Yeah, it's a great point. On March 12th, I announced what would amount to the largest deregulatory action in the agency's history. Over 30 actions were announced on March 12th. You referenced just now what the president signed last week, which was a really big deal. It was three Congressional Review Act resolutions. So it passed the House and the Senate to eliminate the Biden EPA waiver that was given to California that allowed them to advance their tailpipe emissions, to work towards getting rid of the combustible engine, to enact a 100% electric vehicle mandate that a bunch of other states had signed up to. So when the Trump administration comes in at the beginning of 2025, what I did was send those three Biden EPA waivers to Congress. Congress then can consider them as rules, and under the Congressional Review Act, acting within 60 session calendar days, they were able to pass their resolution to get rid of those EPA waivers, which the president signed last week. And we should have the entire country on one standard. It's important for people to be able to afford their own vehicle. It's important to protect and bring back American auto jobs, and it promotes consumer choice and consumer freedom. Even in California, where they're trying to move towards this 100% electric vehicle mandate, a very large majority of their residents don't want to drive an electric vehicle. And our thought is, if you want to drive an electric vehicle, go drive an electric vehicle. Sure. If you want to go buy a gas-powered vehicle, go buy a gas-powered vehicle, but the government shouldn't be mandating an electric vehicle for all.
No, absolutely not. And and by doing so, they force the automobile industry to adjust their manufacturing. And you had cars sitting on lots, and they weren't allowed to build gas-powered cars, and it was a mess what the EPA did there. And again, not an act of Congress. It was something that they just put in through rules, which you are now reversing, thankfully. Lee Zeldin's here, the administrator for the United States EPA. It's great to have him on the show. You have a proposal to repeal the Biden-era EPA regulation on power plants. And now I can tell you, New Jersey, this is a big deal for our listening region because the idiot governor there, he shut down all these coal-powered fire plants. Now New Jersey has to bring in all their energy from out of state. Energy rates are spiking in June. They're going to spike again in September. So how can you help us with this?
We need more baseload power, not less. And as you know, I come from the neighboring state of New York, where they ban gas hookups on new construction. They won't allow the safe extraction of natural gas. They're not approving new pipelines, gas-powered vehicles. They have these climate goals, these years They're trying to hit these theaters that they will not hit, but in trying to, they will cause extreme economic pain to the people who can least afford it. And they would say that wind, an intermittent source, is somehow a substitute for baseload power. It's not. So we have to be smart about energy policy. We need more of it, not less. We're going to do our part here at EPA to reverse that damage of the Biden EPA, where they were trying to strangulate industries out of existence, forms of baseload power out of existence, which causes people to lose jobs, less access to energy, ends up costing more to be able to power your home or your car. So we just want to be smart. We choose both protecting the environment and growing the economy. We choose both. It was a binary choice with the Biden EPA where they decide to strangulate the economy. We're not playing along.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, really good for you. You're fighting back. Your state of New York, where you come from, they have a moratorium on natural gas. That's ridiculous to me. And it's something that we have to be very grateful here in Pennsylvania that President Trump won and put you in charge of the EPA. Otherwise, we'd be watching the same exact stuff play out.
Yeah, you know, what you see inside of these state capitals in blue states like New York and California is a pretty darn good clue as to what they want to bring to Washington if they had the power to. And now we don't have to go through a hypothetical like during the November 2020 campaign. What if Joe Biden ends up becoming president? What kind of policies would he institute? And then, you know, we're putting out there what we believe would happen. Now we can look back on the last 4 years at what actually happened. And the contrast, President Trump's message of unleashing energy dominance, of making America the AI capital of the world, of advancing cooperative federalism and permanent, has spoken about along the way now is, you know, not in a vacuum based on hypothetical of what might happen if the other side was in charge. We saw it. We saw what kind of damage it did. And the American public fortunately chose wisely last November.
Well, I want to give you a serious round of applause for your work in deregulation and your work in taking an agency that was a monster, that was targeting businesses and targeting American workers, and what was so disastrous to the American economy that we were all rooting when Chevron came around to try to rein it in. But now we're rooting that you're there to actually be able to rein it in. So I congratulate you on that. Keep up the good work. I mean this sincerely. Like, you're doing a kick-ass job. So follow him on X at Lee Zeldin, and please also on X at EPA Lee Zeldin as well. Administrator, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for making time for us today in Philadelphia.
Of course. Great to be with you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I mean it. That guy's doing a great job. We need more like him. That's fantastic stuff. All right. We got a lot to get to, but Kate May, like I said, coming up on Friday, June 20th. It's going to be great. Going to be a lot of fun. The reason why these live shows are so much fun is because anything happens. They're completely unpredictable. But also, you get out of the office, the bar's open, you can come for a little bit of the show, you can come for all the show, whatever you want. It's 4 hours, we'll be there 3 to 7 p.m. at the Grand Hotel, so I'd love for you to join us. And here's something else, too. This kicks off summer, officially. It really does. And may turn the weather, once and for all, for good, because we've had it with the rain. So I need you to be there. But it's also time for you to make your July summer vacation plans, because July is going to be a good month. And if you stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, you're going to get something called resort credits. These resort credits can be used to buy drinks and food at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach cabana, concession stand, the gift shop, you name it. And the longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits to use. The Grand Hotel has a big, beautiful outdoor heated pool and a big, beautiful indoor saltwater heated pool, which, you know, if you were down the shore this weekend, you were really happy about that fact, as people were stuck in their shore houses because of all the crappy weather. So that's why you want to stay there, among other reasons. Cape May is great. And if you're thinking about booking a wedding, my buddy Caitlin, I'm so excited for her. She was named 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings, recognized for her unbelievable wedding planning skills. And she can also help you plan baby showers, bridal showers, family events, corporate retreats, whatever you want. The Grand Hotel has big, beautiful ballrooms, and they can make your event incredibly special. So what you want to do is go online, always book direct with them, grandhotelkatemay.com, and get the resort credits. And then I'll see you Friday. This Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., you don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come on by GrandHotelKateMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, right. You can't hear this on the YouTube stream. I forgot. Sorry. We're playing music. And Justin, what song are we playing? Keep playing it. Go ahead. What are we playing?
Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
There you go. Is there a reason why you chose this one since we've had no sunshine?
To kind of get the energy started for the big week, because, you know, we got Kate May on Friday.
And hopefully we'll have some sunshine. Have we checked the forecast for Friday yet?
I think it was supposed to be, like, sunny and towards the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to get hot, like, as soon as all this malaise gets out of the way.
There's a lot of malaise. That's what I'm talking about. Malaise. Gotta get rid of the malaise. So, all right, here's the deal. We got some other great guests coming up on the show and all week. And Friday's show, we have some great guests joining us on the phone, in person. We're gonna be loaded up on Friday in Cape May too, so that's really good. And we have a lot of crazy audio of crazy, crazy people yelling crazy things. So let's play some things for you, all right? Let's play a couple things. First of all, from the weekend and what's going on with Iran and Israel and everything else. But I want to start with I'm also getting to the shooter too. The horrible murder that took place over the weekend as well. But I want to start with this. This is The View. Okay? I'm sorry to do this to you, but I want you to understand how insane you have to be to think that the American military, which literally liberated the world from the Nazis and has kept this nation free for 250 years, that when they do a parade, it's like the Nazis. Okay? Cut 17.
But I don't understand this. I can't be the only one. When I think of military parades, I think of Russia, I think of North Korea. I have these visuals of people saluting and doing things, and that's just not what I think of when I think of the U.S. And Senator Rand Paul said, we were always different than these images. And we were proud not to be that. And then you also think about the conversations about cutting waste. And here you've got, like, how much is this going to cost? $40 million.
On the low end, yeah.
On the low end, up to $45 million.
Who thinks, like, okay, let's cut, like, all the aid and the school lunches and all the good stuff, but let's throw a parade that harkens World War II propaganda and just throw the money that way. I can't keep up with all.
Well, we won World War II. We beat the bad guys in World War II. A lot of the money was paid for by the defense industrial contractors. If you want to have any criticism of the parade, you can have that. That could be your criticism. You can say, well, the military industrial complex paid for a lot of the parade. The only problem is, you ever go to a golf outing? You ever go to a charity golf outing? Like, a buddy of mine sent me one today that he's doing for his organization. And he showed all the sponsors. I kid you not. They're all insurance companies. So, like, you go to a golf outing or a charity dinner or something like this, and the sponsors of the events are all people who make money in that, I hate the term, space, but in that space. And so they wind up writing checks to be sponsors so they get the name recognition, and then they also get to hobnob and everything else. This is how it is. So if you want to level that criticism at the parade, fine. I have no problem with that. That's okay. You can do that. If you want to say, like, hey, you know, these military contractors coughing up checks for this thing, not cool. But you could also make the argument that they have made a lot of money off of military. So much like how the insurance companies will underwrite a charity golf outing because they've made a lot of money, you know, through the years, and now they give back with doing the charity stuff, and this is kind of how the game works. And but also, either way, it's not that big of a freaking deal. It's just a parade. It's all it is. It's a parade. That's it. And then it was over. And the military didn't occupy our homes. They didn't occupy our cities. We're not under military rule. We're not under martial law. They went home, and the people who watched the parade went home. And most people watched it from home because the weather was crappy. And then the military is not now in their homes. It's like, for example, if you're watching it at home, you didn't turn around and go, oh, my God, look, we now have troops quartered in our home. What happened to the Third Amendment? I guess they just got rid of that, huh? Like, that didn't happen either. The parade ended, and it went. So stop making such a big freaking deal about a freaking parade. Please. But they have to make a big deal about everything. That's the thing. It really annoys me. The president was happy with the parade, though. This is what he said about it. Cut 16.
A tremendous success with a fantastic audience. It was supposed to rain. They gave it a 100% chance of rain, and it didn't rain at all. It was beautiful. And so I asked, if they gave it 100% chance, right? 100% it was going to rain like crazy, and it didn't rain at all. How did they predict 100 years out and 50 years out or 200 years out? They didn't do too well, the weather people, last night, but it was beautiful.
You see that? It was beautiful. So there you go. It's just a parade. It's not that big of a freaking deal. My kids love parades, too. I'm just saying. We have not turned into a military dictatorship as a consequence of having a parade. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. Just saying. But I do want to say it's important that we recognize that we have a volunteer military, and nothing wrong with saying, hey, like, look, we can look at our stuff. All the stuff you pay for, your planes and tanks, and look at you, because, like, you pay for all this stuff. But was any harm done? I mean, that's kind of the test, right? If you want to use the test of, like, well, did we lose any liberty doing the parade? No. Did we lose any freedom? No. Are we a different country today than we were the day before the parade? Nah. Nah, none of those things. So maybe now we can all move on to something else to be outraged about. Just saying. Throw that out there. Governor Josh Shapiro, he's outraged that anyone would dare challenge the fact that he is the commander-in-chief of the Pennsylvania National Guard. And how dare anyone think that Josh Shapiro is not the supreme leader of the Pennsylvania National Guard? Cut 21.
I think it is dangerous when military personnel are used for domestic law enforcement purposes. And in some instances, it could violate the doctrine of posse comitatus, which was established to ensure that military is not engaged in law enforcement activities in our communities. The National Guard here in Pennsylvania is under my command. I'm the commander in chief. And I have deployed the Guard for domestic issues here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Think like after a terrible weather incident or something like that. I've also deployed our Guard as part of a federal mission. We've deployed Pennsylvania Guards people to the border, the southern border of the United States as part of the mission there. If the Guard is going to be federalized, we have a legal process in place where the President of the United States has to consult with the Commander-in-Chief of the Guard, in this case, the governor, and seek his or her approval first.
Okay.
The President of the United States did not do that here.
Oh.
And I think because he went around the governor, he created some real dangers.
What if a governor says no? Like, let hypothetical situation here. It's 1954. It's Little Rock, Arkansas. Hypothetical. And the Supreme Court says separate but equal is unconstitutional. So you got these black kids, and they have to go to school, in a public school. And the governor of Arkansas says no and calls up the National Guard to block the schoolhouse. The president calls him up and goes, hey, it's me, it's Dwight, it's Ike. I'm the Republican, so of course I'm for equal rights, and you're a Democrat, segregationist, racist. So I need to have the Guard let those kids into the school. And the governor says, I don't care what you're Republican, liberating, freedom, tolerating. Me being a loyal Democrat, the party of slavery, we are not letting these kids into the schoolhouse. Does the president just go, okay, cool, I asked. All right, have a good day. I'm going to go golf now. See, I'm just in Shapiro's mind, like, I'm trying to understand how that works. If the president has an oath to take care of the laws faithfully executed, and in the Constitution, he's the commander-in-chief of the military, and the National Guard falls under the military. It's not the state police we're talking about. That's a different entity. It's the military. National Guard falls under that. And the president says to the governor, hey, listen, got to comply with this court order here. Got to let these kids in a school. And the racist Democrat segregationist governor of Arkansas says no, one of Bill Clinton's mentors. And then the Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, who, of course, also, you know, liberated the world by being the supreme Allied commander and the guy behind D-Day, says, OK, well, I tried. But I don't want to step on your toes there, Gov, so I'll tell the Supreme Court to suck it, and you have a nice day. Like, I'm just curious. You see, like, if that reporter had any chutzpah, that reporter would push back on the governor and be like, yeah, but Gov, what do you do in that situation, out of curiosity, huh? Does the governor get the final answer? Or does the president get the final answer? See, during that interview, that softball interview with Shapiro, that's the part that really bugs me. There's a lot of that interview that bugs me, but that's the part that really bugs me is that. It's like, well, then what happens? I mean, clearly, there has to be a commander-in-chief, and if that commander-in-chief is the president, and the president says to the governor of Arkansas, well, I'm federalizing the National Guard now. Now they report to me as per Article 2 of the Constitution, and I'm going to have them escort these kids into school. And if the governor says no, I'm the commander-in-chief of the Arkansas National Guard President Eisenhower. So kiss my racist, segregationist Democrat behind. What do you call that exactly? I think the term for that is, and I could be wrong on this, a civil war. I think that's what you call it. Because now you have a potentially military conflict between a state and the federal government. Because in the president, Eisenhower, knowing him, I mean, he was pretty high off of the whole, like, you know, defeating Hitler and like that. He was kind of riding a high wave there. I don't think he would have backed down and said, all right, I'm going to go golf. I think he would have said, well, then if you're telling me they're going to be under your control, well, then guess what? I'm going to roll in the Army and the Air Force and everybody we got. So buckle up there, Buttercup. Arkansas is about to be overwhelmed. And I mean, would Shapiro have a problem with that? Would he be upset by that? Because the president is doing his like what he's required to do in the Constitution, which is take care of the laws faithfully executed. In this case, now the Supreme Court's given an order, a unanimous ruling, by the way, in Brown v. Board of Education, that separate but equal is unconstitutional, and these kids have to go to school. So does Josh Shapiro go, well, you know what? Tough noogies, Mr. President. The governor is the supreme leader of the National Guard. In which case, then the president then has to send in the army, and then now you've got a military standoff, and then congratulations. Now you you have a civil, like a civil war, is that? Or do we have a system in place where, yeah, the guard falls under the order of the governor unless the president federalizes the guard, which is the way it has always been. And the way it is under the law and the way it is under the Constitution. For the reason that you can't have a governor override the president. So while it's a courtesy to ask, like it's a courtesy, like, hey, listen, Josh, just letting you know I'm sending in the guard's here to help with the hurricane and everything else if you need him. See, it's funny because when Hurricane Katrina hit and George W. Bush did not call in the guard and he did not send in FEMA because he was waiting to be asked. Do you remember how they killed him over that? Like they murdered him over that. He was racist. Remember that idiot mayor of New Orleans who was school bus Nagin? Remember him, Ray Nagin? He kept all the buses and they all got flooded. And do you remember? And Kanye West, George Bush doesn't like black people. Remember that? And all Bush was saying was, well, you're supposed to ask me. If you ask me, I'll send them in. Trump offers up the National Guard on January 6th. They say no. No, thank you. And then he gets blasted because there's a riot at the Capitol building. And had you had 10,000 National Guard troops there, that never would have occurred. So, I mean, somebody has to be the ultimate decider, but you can't have it both ways. You can't criticize presidents when they wait to be asked and then nobody asks them because the Democrats in charge of Louisiana and New Orleans back during Hurricane Katrina didn't ask because they were incompetent buffoons. And then he gets in trouble for that. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't ask for the guard. The mayor of D.C. doesn't. It turns him down, literally. And so he gets in trouble. I mean, like, you can't have it both ways here. But at the end of the day, the president's commander in chief. There's only one commander in chief. There's not 51 commanders in chief. Because you have 50 states, 50 governors, and then the presidents. You don't have 51 commanders in chief. There's one. Period. So when the president decides that the National Guard now is federalized, that's the deal. That's the answer. He can ask. He doesn't have to. Because if you say no, you don't get the final answer. He does. And thank God for that, by the way, because could you imagine if you had like 25 states that decided that they were not going to listen to the president if you federalized the National Guard, you would have that literally be a civil war. All right, quick break, quick turnaround. We got a lot to talk about today. We're loaded up. We're just banging on all cylinders here to get the week started off right, and I'm very, very excited about it. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. My great friends at Emmons, how does 10% off sound for you and your family? 10% off Anderson Window Replacement. They say Anderson Windows increase your home's value by, I read somewhere, somebody said like 15%. So then you're getting 10% off and increases your home by that much. Wow. The roof, with all this rain we've had, how's your roof doing? Get a free roof inspection by Emmons. And if you need a new roof, you get the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. Also, CertainTeed Siding. You're going to have great work done. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons did remodel my kitchen and my bathroom, and they did a fantastic job with it in the old house. My wife was happy. That's what matters. Happy wife, happy life. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. So do what I did. You'll trust them. Matt and Stephanie are great people, great friends, and great friends of the show. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah, I can't hear the music. So, Justin, what are we listening to?
We are listening to Gimme Shelter by The Stones.
Why are we listening to Gimme Shelter? Justin, why?
Huh?
Why are we listening to Gimme Shelter?
It's kind of a double entendre, tensions in the Middle East, and people want shelter from the rain.
There you go. I like it. I was thinking about that since if you're streaming on YouTube, you can't hear the music when we do the return. I'm just going to ask you what song you're playing, and you can tell us why. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
We'll just do that going forward now for the rest of our lives, or at least until I'm no longer here, which could be 5, 7, may not even be make it till 7. Who knows? But, oh, the other thing I wanted to do, too, was how about this? We do a poll on YouTube every day. What's the better movie? And we pick a movie, and we say which one's better. And we give two choices. We'll let Matt DeSantis pick the one, and then let everybody who likes movies pick the other movie and see which one wins. What do you think of that?
I have a feeling that would be very one-sided.
Yeah, I do too. Well, for example, we had this conversation over the weekend, right? What's a better movie? Jaws or Jaws for the Revenge with Mario Van Peebles? I mean, is there even really a contest right there? But I bet you if you asked DeSantis, he'd go Mario Van Peebles' version. I bet you he'd go Jaws 4.
I love Jaws 4. I'm just kidding. Jaws 1 all the way.
I'm surprised you've even seen Jaws 1.
I've seen all the Jaws, yeah.
Is it Jaws or Jaws is?
Multiple Jaws.
Or is it Jaws I?
I have a good opening question that yeah. we could pose to the audience. I actually watched Casino over the weekend. I rewatched it. I've seen it before. I actually think that's better than Goodfellas. I know I'm going to get heat for that, but that movie is excellent.
It's a bold statement. All right. That's a bold statement. I don't think it's not a crazy statement. It's a bold statement. I think you may actually have some people that agree with you.
I hope so.
So why don't we throw that up on YouTube as a poll? What's the better movie, Goodfellas or Casino? Let people vote.
I have another hot take related to that film.
When you think, can you save it for the break? Because we got a break. We got a guest coming up. Can you save
it? Okay, I'll save it for later.
Please, if you needed a reason to keep tuning in, if this isn't it, I don't know what to tell you. DeSantis' hot take on Casino coming up, among other things. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.